From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. In eastern Ukraine, pro-Moscow activists disregarded Kiev's deadline to evacuate government buildings they are occupying. Instead, they stormed and seized another building, this time in the city of Horlivka. Ukrainian officials had asked the protesters to peacefully come to talks, but with the deadline passed, acting president of Ukraine, Alexander Turchynov, said Kiev is planning to carry out an anti-terrorist operation to clear the buildings. Three European countries say they're in support of Ukraine using force to eject the protesters from the buildings. Luxembourg was one of the countries to express support, along with Lithuania and Sweden. U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki warned Moscow that actions are more important than words when it comes to the situation in eastern Ukraine, adding that the U.S. is still trying to find a diplomatic solution to the standoff. Nonetheless, Ms. Psaki said what Russia decides to do on the ground will carry more weight than any promises.
We have seen the Russians say they respect the sovereignty of Ukraine. We'll see. We've seen them say they don't want to escalate or they want to de-escalate. We'll see. Obviously, actions are more important than words here, but we still think there is a value to sitting down at the table and discussing.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew and the Ukrainian finance minister have signed agreements providing Kiev with loan guarantees totaling $1 billion U.S. dollars. Speaking through an interpreter, Ukrainian Finance Minister Alexander Shlepak told reporters that the U.S. loan guarantee represented a voice of confidence in Ukraine's future.
We believe in ourselves, we believe in our partners, and most of all, we believe in our people. Glory to Ukraine.
In the continuing murder trial of South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius, accused of murdering girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp, the prosecution is suggesting Mr. Pistorius is trying to use his many emotional breakdowns in court to distract from the real issues at hand. The prosecution also pointed out countless differences between his testimony, his bail application, and his plea explanation. Mr. Pistorius insists he accidentally shot and killed Ms. Steenkamp after mistaking her for an intruder. Jury selection has begun in the trial of Abu Hamza al-Masri at a U.S. federal court in New York City. The Egyptian cleric, who was extradited from Great Britain in 2012, has been accused of conspiring to support al-Qaeda. Here's Ira Spitzer from New York.
The alleged al-Qaeda leader, with one eye and a hook to replace an injured hand, first came to prominence at a mosque in London in the 1990s. He is charged with, among other things, attempting to create an al-Qaeda training camp in the U.S. state of Oregon. The 55-year-old has said that he plans to testify in his own defense and address the 9/11 attacks, even though his lawyers have advised against it. Before his extradition to the U.S., he served 7 years in a British jail for inciting murder and hate.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. retail sales surged 1.1% in March, their best monthly gain since September 2012. It's the latest sign that the economy is coming out of hibernation after a long, cold winter. The prestigious Pulitzer Prize for Public Service has gone to a quartet of journalists from The Guardian and Washington Post newspapers for their reporting on National Security Agency surveillance programs brought to light by whistleblower Edward Snowden. The jury said the reporters helped spark an important debate about the relationship between the government and the public on matters of security and privacy. In Chile, a raging forest fire has left at least a dozen dead and caused about 10,000 people in the port city of Valparaiso to evacuate. Chilean authorities have said that the number of casualties is likely to go up. Andrea Arenas reports.
Chilean President Michelle Bachelet has put the army in charge of evacuating people after she declared the city a disaster zone. Temporary shelters have been built for some 10,000 residents who have been forced to leave and in some cases have lost their homes. More than 1,000 firefighters are trying to contain the fire, which began in a forested hilltop and spread quickly throughout the city.
The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says they will pursue hate crime charges against a 73-year-old man accused of killing three people outside Jewish facilities in the state of Kansas. Fraser Glenn Cross founded a branch of the Ku Klux Klan and is known to be an outspoken white supremacist. The victims included a 14-year-old boy and his grandfather, who were in the parking lot of the Jewish Community Center of Kansas City. In response, President Obama said the nation needs to stand as one.
We have to keep coming together across faiths to combat the ignorance and intolerance, including anti-Semitism, that can lead to hatred and to violence.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.